Welcome back, our twisty little friends. You are listening to Murder Maidens, a podcast.
What?
Our twisty little friends.
Oh, shit.
I was trying not to do it, and then I saw Robin's face.
You should have just let me keep going.
All right. Restart.
Oh, now I'm self-conscious. I don't know.
And she's not even drunk.
I know.
Yeah. Just like, what's up, fuckers? Yeah.
Hey, fuckers. Welcome back. You're listening to Murder Maidens. Should I? Nobody.
What's up, bitches? Woo, woo.
Nobody would be expecting that when they started the podcast.
Oh, God. But I don't think they'd necessarily be surprised. You know, not up.
Okay. What should I say?
Whatever you want. You take the wheel. Let Jesus take the wheel. Just do what you feel. Do what you feel.
Spirit fingers.
Okay. Hey, fuckers. Welcome back. I can't. I should have said, welcome back, fuckers. Not, hey, fuckers. Welcome back. Oh, I don't even know. I kind of like fuckers right now.
Yeah. It's been a fuck of a week.
It has.
All right. No laughing.
All right. Wait, hold on.
Welcome back, our twisted little friends. You are listening to Murder Maidens, a podcast dedicated to discussing... Why can't I do this tonight?
Just slow down. Take a dap bath and just slow down.
Welcome back, our twisted little friends. You are listening to Murder Maidens, a podcast dedicated to discussing crimes committed by women. Your hosts are...
Monica.
Robin.
Sandy. And today's host is... Robin.
Woo, woo, woo. Who let the dogs out? Alrighty, so today I'd like to pose a question before we get started.
Oh God!
So the question I'm gonna it's a PG question, I think. Well, depending on your answers, what is the craziest thing that you have done as a parent for your child, or craziest thing you might do if you haven't done anything real crazy yet?
Cut someone.
So you'd cut someone.
I'd cut someone.
I mean, yeah, I would hurt somebody. I don't think I've done anything really. I've cursed people out.
I mean, it's still for us, at least, me and Sandy, it's still kind of early on in the game.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like some little kid like stole your kid's lunchbox or, you know, juice box and you like pushed them down in the sand. I don't know what you guys are working with over there.
I will throat punch a toddler if I have to.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've done anything. I haven't really had to curse anybody out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's still early on, like, in our parenting career. So, Robin, you have a little bit more experience with this, so.
You know, I don't think I have ever done anything crazy as, like, a parent for my kid. Like, I feel like, I mean, I've yelled at people, you know, but... For the most part, kids are going to be kids, you know, so I don't really get involved too much.
Yeah, like, I don't want to murder somebody and go to jail if I cannot murder somebody, but, like, depending on what the situation is, you know, like, if you hurt my kid, then...
Oh, well, of course. Now, I'm not talking about craziest thing, like... You know, because obviously, if someone were to hurt one of our kids, like, in any shape or way or form, I'm not talking about, like, a kid who, you know, they get into a little fist fight or, you know.
Yeah.
But if it was, like, an adult that hurt our kid, obviously, we'd all be fisticuffs, you know. We'd be working together to hide that body. But I'm talking about more just, like, just in general. Nothing crazy. Like, nobody hurt your kid. Nobody... did anything to your kid. Just, like, as a parent, you're a crazy bitch, and you just go way to the extreme.
I mean, I've made Harper lay on the floor and literally pulled the turd out of her ass because she hadn't pooped in 7 days.
Oh, I've done that for Mackenzie. Yeah. She has she has a bowel issue.
It's pretty gross, and done that.
Yep. Okay, so you guys are going in the way wrong direction. Okay, you guys are not allowed to answer questions anymore. All right.
Well, so in context, our kids are young, and we've also spent the last year in quarantine, so we've lost a year of time of craziness too. So we really are working with not a lot of time here.
I mean, I feel like on my end, like my children can be a little rambunctious at times, and I'm pretty sure that I have sprout devil horns in my head has turned around while screaming at them and like a demonic
voice. I'm not going to lie. That one kid of yours, like I just want to like clothesline him sometimes when he's walking by.
I had to try so hard not to spit out my drink when she said that. I'm going to clothesline him.
They are jerks. They are jerks.
But anyway, so the reason I asked you this question is because today's story we're going to be talking about one Wanda Holloway. Hmm. All right. Wanda Webb Holloway is known as the pom-pom mom or the Texas cheerleader mom.
Oh, God. Those bitches are crazy.
Oh, yes.
Dance moms. Pageant moms. Insane.
They're all nuts.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So apparently, I mean, I don't know if you guys know. I lived in Texas and football is a big, huge thing. Cheerleading is also very, very, very big down there. It's competitive, it's a lot, you know what I mean?
Aggressive.
Exactly.
Aggressive. Aggressive.
Oh my God.
I can
you
spell
spelled
that.
Something.
Yes, well, I was a cheerleader, so.
That's all you learned how to spell in high school, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So, you know, even their, like, facilities down there are just so much nicer. Like, when we were looking at gymnastics places and stuff like that up here, you know, we're, like, walking in and these are, like, kind of blank gyms with little foam blocks and stuff. Like, down there, they have, like, the bars and they have the, you know, beams and they have that thing where you run and you jump and blah, 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 over the tumble thing. And so, and, like, trampolines. And, like, so they have some pretty nice gyms down there for, like, cheerleading and gymnastics. I'll just be honest with you. They're expensive, but compared to up here, like, they're expecting these kids to go off and, like, to be gymnasts and cheerleaders, like, for college and, you know, professional, you know, stuff like that.
Well, there are places, like, in this country that, like, it's, like, football, cheerleading, or sleeping with your cousin. So, like, you kind of have to choose which one you want to do.
Okay.
Wait, so funny, because I was about to be like, I would never sleep with one of our cousins. Have you seen our cousins? And then I was like, I feel like that's something that shouldn't need to be said.
She's so purty. You got a purty mouth.
You got a purty mouth.
Anyway. Okay. So Wanda Webb, she was born in 1954 in Channel View, Texas, a small town on the outskirts of Houston. Wanda grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. I mean, we can all relate to that.
Yep.
In a meager upbringing. She also wanted to be a cheerleader, like, super duper bad, but her father was a strict Baptist and forbade it. He was like, cheerleaders are whores, basically.
I mean, Monica is.
She's a reformed whore.
Let's I was gonna say retired.
Reformed.
Retired, yeah.
You know, she really wanted to be, like, someone who had, like, a lot of power and wealth in, like, her small town. Well, she ended up pregnant at 16 and married her baby daddy, Tony Harper. They had a shotgun wedding and soon welcomed their son, Shane Harper. A few years later, they welcomed their daughter, Shayna Harper.
Wow, they're getting real
clever with those names, I know.
Yeah, clever.
So now, you know, just as many young marriages go, it ended in divorce. You know, there were allegations of excessive drinking, physical abuse, and infidelity.
Hey, Robin, this sounds a lot like your story.
There was no physical abuse in my story.
Okay, minus that one thing.
Just a lot of mental abuse.
And cheating. And being pregnant at 16. And having a boy. And then having a girl. And then being divorced.
First off, bitch, I was married at 18. Thank you very much.
Oh, damn.
So. And anyway. So, Wanda ended up getting custody of the two kids. And then she brought Shanna her first gymnastics outfit when she was 5 and enrolled her into gymnastics training so that her daughter could fulfill Wanda's dream of being a cheerleader. Now that she was divorced, she went after her dreams to find a wealthy, powerful man. And she ended up finding C.D. Holloway. This is how I wanted my story to end.
Yeah.
It did not. As you can tell, I'm drinking stale Yellowtail Moscato.
Mistakes were made. Mistakes were made.
So, now that Wanda had the financial means to achieve her goals in regards to Shanna, Shanna had the best clothes, received dance lessons, and Wanda hosted extravagant parties to help Shanna gain popularity among her peers. Wanda sounds like she was pretty thirsty, like, to just be in the in crowd of these cheerleaders, honestly. Wanda Holloway was neighbors with Verna Heath and her daughter Amber Heath, who was the same age as Shanna and in the middle class area of Channelville, Texas. Or Channelview, I'm sorry. Both of the girls would eventually train at some place called Alpha Gymnastics. Now, Alpha Gymnastics was like a super duper competitive like gymnastics place, and it cost $36 an hour for private lessons.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
expensive.
Well, only the best for those little angels. So the parents of the children made it seem like their children were celebrities. They'd often post photos of their kids in their cheerleading outfits in local newspapers to pressure school sponsors. Now, the parents were even known to spread nasty rumors about the competition. And it was even said that a bomb threat was called into Alice Johnson Junior High School during cheer tryouts. So they don't play around with cheer, apparently.
As I said, like, cheer, like, dance moms. Like, they're crazy.
Yeah.
So, the rivalry between Verna and Wanda was, like, cutthroat, and Wanda was hell-bent on Shanna's cheerleading success. Wanda kept a close eye on Amber because she was a very talented tumbler and beauty pageant contestant and had a bedroom full of awards. So, in 1989, Wanda decided to pull Shanna out of Channelview Christian School, which she attended with Amber Heath. Wanda thought by putting her in the public school, Alice Johnson Junior High, for 7th grade, Shanna would be distanced from her competition, which was Amber. But Verna decided that same year to also enroll Amber into the same school. So now when it was time for tryouts for the cheerleading squad, Amber, who was still attending the Christian school, received special permission because she was enrolling into the new school to attend what's called the meet and greets, which is basically 3 days where candidates could campaign for their spot on the cheerleading squad. Now, Amber brought in flyers and peppermint candies and won over her peers. Obviously, this infuriated Wanda because she purposefully signed up Shanna early so she would qualify. But that year, there were only 2 spots open on the cheerleading squad and 3 people vying for the 2 spots. So Shanna was pushed out by Amber, who had not gotten that special permission to campaign, the spot would have automatically gone to Shanna. So, I mean, technically, like, in my mind, if you're still attending the old school, like, even though you plan to enroll in this school, like, if you're still at that school, you shouldn't have been able to try out, honestly.
To try out, yeah.
But, so that's what Wanda felt. Like, Wanda felt like, kind of, she was done dirty. So, in 1990, when Shanna was going into 8th grade, she had another opportunity to make the cheerleading squad. Wanda had made rulers and pencils that said, "Vote for Shanna Harper for cheerleader." to pass around to the peers. Well, apparently this was against the election code and the items were confiscated. But as you already know, Londa does what she wants and continues to pass out the items, which led to Shanna being disqualified from the cheerleading squad. So, Verna Heath was at the meeting, which led to Shanna's disqualification, and Wanda just started to feel like Verna was trying to sabotage her daughter and get in the way of becoming a cheerleader, especially since the year before, Amber was allowed to hand out flyers and candy.
Yeah.
So, when Shanna couldn't be on the squad, like, something kind of snapped in Wanda. You know, this was her dream for herself, and now this was her dream for her daughter, and 2 years in a row, this girl decided to take her spot, you know? So at this point, Shanna, the daughter of Wanda Holloway, she hates cheerleading. She, like, is repeatedly being pushed into, like, exhausting practices, being pushed to work through injuries. She wasn't having any fun at all. It just wasn't for her, but she continued to do it because her and her mom were close and she wanted to please her mom. So when Shanna finally reached high school, she saw it as her way to start over. She didn't want to be a cheerleader, but her mother was determined for her to make the squad. There was only one problem. Amber Heath was also trying out for the squad. So something had to be done to ensure her daughter's spot on the cheerleading squad. So what would any reasonable mother do? Hire a hitman, of course.
I was going to say Poole Harding.
I was just thinking of that, yeah. Harding.
Not this episode. I feel like if she would have pulled a Harding, like, it probably would have worked just as well, but
me. She probably should have exactly hired Tanya Harding. Could you imagine showing up?
Tanya Harding, like, walking through.
Yeah.
With a baton. Just, like, swinging out. Wanda Holloway contacted her ex-brother-in-law, Terry Harper. She originally wanted to have both Verna and Amber killed, but she couldn't afford it. So, yeah. She decided to just have Verna, Amber's mother, killed.
So there was no, like, family discount going on here?
No.
Like, two for the price of one?
I'm glad to know that even though these people are, like, insane, that it was still too costly. Like, she had money,
yeah,
but it was still too costly. Like, I'm glad, like, there is a limit here.
Well, duh. So, her thinking, because, like, at first when I read this, I was like, so between the two, like, not that I want to see a young, you know, 14-year-old child get hurt, but, like, that's the competition of your daughter. But she decided she was going to go after the mother. So her thinking that was Amber would be so devastated by her mother's death that she would drop out of cheerleading, therefore giving Shanna her spot. So, with, you know, since Terry Harper, her ex-brother-in-law, is such an upstanding citizen, he went straight to the Houston police. He agreed to wear a wire while talking to Wanda, and the next day she was arrested and charged with solicitation of capital murder and solicitation of aggravated kidnapping. So now, of course, once the story hits the headlines, it became like an international media sensation. Cheerleading mom tries to have, like, competitions mom killed. Like, it was all over the place. So now the first trial began on August 23rd, 1991. The prosecution was led by one Mike Anderson. During the trial, the prosecution called school administrators who testified that Wanda was the one who took the rejection so hard, like, over Shanna, who was very graceful about not making the squad. A high school friend of Shanna's brother, Shane Harper, even recalled that Wanda asked him to kill Verna Heath. But the prosecution's most damning witness was Wanda herself. The key evidence was tapes obtained by Terry Harper. The tapes revealed that Wanda's hatred for Verna and her daughter Amber. Wanda agreed to the price of $2,500 to eliminate Verna Heath, which was $5,000 less than the asking price for killing both Amber and Verna.
2500. That's cheap.
Exactly. That is so cheap.
Yeah, so it's 7500 for both, but 2500 for one. I don't know where this guy got his murder math from, but it was it's not very good.
No. No. Or maybe kids cost more.
I mean, I would think so, but I don't know. I'm not in the murder game, so I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what the going rate is. If anyone is a hitman, please hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah, we need to know the going rate.
What the going rate is.
Terry Harper asked Wanda if she wanted Verna dead, to which Wanda replied, "I don't care what you do with her. You can keep her in Cuba for 15 years. I just want her gone." So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily sound like in the way that is, like, on the tapes, I feel like that's more saying, like, maybe. It doesn't necessarily.
Kidnapper.
It doesn't necessarily say murder to me, but whatever.
I mean, you know, they got some good mojitos down there, so.
Have you been to Cuba?
I have not, but.
I mean, neither have I, but.
I love Cuban food.
I was going to say she's been to Amade, Cuba.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
Is that a restaurant?
It's pretty much the same thing. Yeah, oh my God, it's amazing.
Oh, I've never been there.
Absolutely amazing.
I've only been there once.
Their drinks are
amazing.
Amazing. What do they have? Like, mojitos. They have margaritas. Mojitos?
It's mojitos, and they have these caprianas, which is like kind of like a mojito, but like I get the black cherry. It's like muddled black cherries. Oh God, it's so good.
Yeah.
You get so drunk because they go down so smooth.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Okay. No, that sounds like a wonderful idea.
When
are we doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. We need to get like a hotel room in the city and just go out and get drunk.
Oh, idea.
This is true.
When everything is safe, we are going to have a meet and greet at Amade Cuda and we're just going to get drunk and our fans can come hang out with us.
Yes.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
They have a nice little bar area. Oh God, it's amazing.
Okay. Back to the story. Sorry.
Our three whole fans. And our one Canadian fan, apparently. Shout out.
And I would love to meet you all.
So yes.
Come and have drunk fun times. We'll discuss murder. We'll discuss butt
sex
stuff.
Whatever. And we'll also hold interviews for our fourth murder maiden for driving.
Yes. I forgot. We're still taking applications for our driver.
Alrighty.
Bring your license.
We need to verify your age. Yes. 21 or older. Because we're old bitches. So, like, in case, you need to be 21 or older to ride these rides. Okay?
And we do have a size requirement.
We'll have a ruler. Don't worry. How does it always end up like this?
It does.
We were talking about murder, and it leads to wiener. Alrighty. So, Holloway gave Harper a pair of diamond earrings as partial payment for the hit. The defense lawyer, Troy McKinney, argued that Holloway's ex-husband, Tony Harper, had conspired with his brother, Terry Harper, to frame Wanda because he wanted custody of the children. The theory was brought forth by Terry Harper's wife, Maria. Now, this was like a wife of his that I think they were on their second marriage. They're obviously kind of both had, or at least she maybe had alcohol problems. And so, like, her testimony on the stand was just, like, very rambling. And it really didn't help Wanda's case at all. So, I mean, I don't know why they would try to use her as a witness. And then they also tried to bring up Terry Harper's criminal record. But the prosecution had already admitted to his indiscretions. And he had, like, arrests for, like, driving intoxicated, disturbing the peace, and drug possession, which is a far cry from, say, murder. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It didn't really seem like it messed with his credibility too much as far as what was going on. And so then when Wanda finally took the stand in her own defense, she admitted that she had said many hateful things about the Heaths and tried to blame everything on Terry, saying it was his idea and she didn't back out because she was scared of him. I don't know. So after all said and done, Holloway was convicted of solicitation of capital murder and sentenced to 15 years in prison. The jury intentionally gave her 15 years because that was the amount of time Wanda had suggested that Verna spend in Cuba.
Oh. Ooh. Comes full circle.
Karma, bitch.
But we're not done.
Nope.
So, Wanda Holloway actually spent less than a day behind bars. The jurors were unaware that Texas law allows a felon sentenced to 15 years or less to post an appeals bond, making a conditional release possible. So Holloway made her $75,000 bond and was free almost immediately.
Huh.
So, then, there's more. The defense position for a new trial, because they claimed her whole trial was invalid. Wanda's attorneys accurately claimed that one of the jurors was technically ineligible for jury duty because of a felony drug arrest.
Oh.
During the jury selection phase, Danielle Enriquez had truthfully answered yes when he was asked if he had been involved in a criminal case. The judge incorrectly assumed that he had already served his sentence. And he did not respond when the judge asked if any prospective jurors were on probation. Enriquez had served on a different jury several months earlier, and that judge assured him that his legal problems did not render him ineligible for jury duty. So now, the people suspected that the defense probably knew of the jurors' ineligibility all along. Like, it was, they knew just in case that was their kind of, you know, card up their sleeve.
I would think they would, like, check you out a little bit more. You know? Yeah, yeah. Because, like, when they bring you in, like, they do, like, at least the jury that I was on, like, they go over one-on-one with you, like, a bunch of stuff.
I mean, mine, they did, but I don't feel like they got that in depth. Like,
well, if he raised, like, because, like, I raised my hand for, like, so they were, like, harping on, like, well, you know, well, what is this and what is that? You know what I mean? So if he did raise his hand about having an issue before, I would think that they would kind of go over that.
Yeah. I mean, it did say he was truthful about it, so I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, in the end, the entire first trial and verdict was voided, and Wanda Holloway was granted a new trial on November 8th. Hmm. So now, during all of this time, because Wanda is such a swell mother, she forced Shanna to continue to go to Channelville High School alongside Amber because she refused to let her switch schools. So Shanna had to go through her high school years in the same school with the girl that her mother tried to kill her mother.
That shit.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
So, I mean, they said, like, that Amber and her, like, didn't, like, necessarily fight or anything. They just didn't talk. They didn't make eye contact with each other, you know, stuff like that. So now, while awaiting on a second trial, two made-for-TV movies were aired about this case. Willing to Kill, the Texas Cheerleader Story, and HBO's The Positively True Adventures of the Alleged Texas Cheerleader Murdering Mom.
That's a mouthful.
That is a long title. And I love how it sounds like so chipper at first. The Positively True Adventures. And then it gets on to Cheerleader Murdering Mom. Now, also during this time, while she's waiting for her second trial. Oh, I lost my page. Poopy poo. This is why I print out my notes. All right. Oh, here it is. So Wanda Holloway also settled a civil suit filed against her by the Heath family. So on October 2nd, 1994, Wanda agreed to pay a total of $150,000 to the victims, $70,000 going to Verna and her husband, $30,000 going to Verna's children, and $50,000 to cover legal fees for the case.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nobody even got hurt and they got some cash.
Yeah.
Someone hire a hitman to kill me.
But don't go through with it.
Yeah,
go through it.
So then Holloway eventually hired a new defense lawyer named Jack Zimmerman. So then September 9th, 1996, a month before her second trial, she took a plea deal. She pled no contest, which means that she accepts conviction but does not plead or admit guilt. And the state district judge, George Godwin, sentenced Holloway to 10 years in prison and ordered her to pay a $10,000 fine. Lawyers on both sides were dissatisfied with the sentence. Holloway's lawyer continued to insist his client was being jailed unfairly, and the prosecution worried that she would be released on parole after 6 months. So on March 1st, 1997, the prosecution's fears became a reality. After serving 6 months of her sentence, 6 months, the judge ordered her release, and she had to serve the remaining 9.5 years on probation, or parole, I don't know, and complete 1,000 hours of community service. Hmm. And that is what you get in Texas for hiring someone to kill your rival's mother.
So she spent 6 days, or 6 months and one day in jail.
And one day, yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Yep, that's all she got. I mean, she had a whole bunch of fees she had to pay between the civil suit and the court fees, and I'm sure the $10,000 fine. But in the scheme of things, there are people who have murder for hire cases. The person doesn't get murdered, and they are still sentenced to long, you know, sentences. And so I thought it was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that is.
And then that Texas law that allows them to go and have appeal, like, to do the appeal bond. Like, that's kind of crazy, too. I didn't know about that.
I wonder if that's on, like, nonviolent, or is it just, like, is it, like, 15 and under on nonviolent crimes versus, like, violent crimes?
It just said felony of 15 years or less. I mean, I feel like hiring a hitman is pretty violent.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, versus like an aggravated assault or like something like that.
I mean, like it really depends state to state. Because like there are some states, you know, like you say, like Texas, where like you could literally hire someone to try to kill someone and you're out in like no time. And then other states like possession of marijuana and like you're locked up for life. You got like
mandatory minimums and stuff. And it's just like... Yeah. Ridiculous. I think that's one thing that is a downfall is there's no consistency on anything.
Yeah. It all varies state to state.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just depends. I don't know.
That's nuts, though.
Yeah.
6 months in one day.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of crazy. But to me is just how crazy, like, this mother was that she let what she wanted for her life. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. We all want the best for our kids. We all want our kids to have better futures and everything like that. But, like, this was Wanda Holloway's dream was to be a cheerleader. It was not Shanna Harper's dream. No. And so she went through all of this to fulfill a dream that she was never able to have.
Yeah, it seemed like neither of the girls were, like, in it to win it, you know? They were just doing it for their parents.
Yeah. I wonder if Shanna ever said anything to her mother that she wasn't interested.
I don't think so, because, like I said, at one point she, like, realized that, you know, this just wasn't what she wanted to do, but she knew how much it meant to her mom, and her mom was really close with her, and she didn't want to, like, kind of disappoint her mom or, you know, and so she continued to do it for her mom's sake, because that's what her mom really wanted.
Yeah,
it's sad,
but yeah, I think parents be crazy.
Yeah,
like I don't understand it. Like I would never force my kid to do something they don't want. That's just me, you know.
Except eat their dinner.
Did they eat anything that day?
I mean, they're not going to starve themselves if they're
hungry. That's what I'm saying. So I don't, like, even then, like, it's, I mean, I've had instances where they're just like, I'm not eating. And I'm like, well, then who cares?
Like, you know what I mean? I'm insane. I'm like, eat your fucking dinner. Like, I may make three different dinners at that point, but you were eating something before you get all this junk food and all in your body. Like,
yeah, my kids ate Doritos for lunch.
Did they eat, though?
They did.
So therefore, they're fed.
Yeah.
They'll survive.
Yes.
Parent of the year.
Well, wait. Yeah. The other night, I was like, we were doing stuff. And I'm like, what do you want? He's like, mac and cheese and waffles. I was like, you got it.
What a random combo.
Yeah.
Harlow woke me up this morning with Keebler Elf, those fudge cookies that have the elf salt.
The fudge stripes.
Oh, they're amazing. Yeah. No, no, no. Wait, wait.
No, not the fudge stripes. The ones that look like elves and they're double stuffed.
With the chocolate
in the middle.
The chocolate in the center. Oh, my God. Those are amazing.
She woke up. She woke me up and she was like, Mom, I'm hungry, but I don't want cereal. And I'm like, okay, give me a second. I'll make you something. And I fell back asleep. And then I'd be woken up to cookies. She's like, here, let's have cookies for me. So I'm like...
That's fine.
I was like, thanks for bringing me some cookies. I ate them.
We had cookies for breakfast. Mackenzie is so my daughter because we're sitting there. I'm getting their, like, food together, and I'm eating, like, cold lo mein from the Chinese place. Yeah. And she's like, Mai, what's that? And I said, it's noodles. She's like, I have some. I said, yeah. So I gave her. She's like, it's yummy. I was like, here you go. So. All right. Are we ready for our game?
Yes.
Wait, Brian did this, that son of a bitch?
Yes, he did. All right. So I should probably give a little background.
There's a whole backstory.
There's a background. So they updated, I don't know if I told you, they updated my 23andMe.
Oh, God.
This pertains to Robin as well.
Because actually blood related.
Yes, we have the same mother and father.
Yeah.
Sandy, we have the same mother, but...
So you're out like a trout in a drought. Get out. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know which side of the family this came from. So we already know we're 0.3% African.
Oh, we Jesus are also, Christ. That's where we're going with this story?
Wait, no. Okay. We are 0.2% Jewish.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. So it actually is Hanukkah. Hanukkah. So this is our current situation.
Okay.
He put oy vey.
He knows those Hanukkah, bitches too well.
He does. Hanukkah is in full swing and you need to get your murder on. Your goal is to complete a murder on each night, and tonight is the eighth night.
Oh, so we've already done 7 murders.
Yes. Okay. So it's been a crazy week, and you saved the best for last. Sure. Your target is a bigot who has been targeting your family. So be a minch.
Be a what?
A minch, M-I-N-C-H.
What's that? Wait, a minch?
He asked me.
I'm Googling it.
Wait,
what's a
Google
minch?
Google it.
I don't even know what a bigot is.
Oh, it's like a racist person.
Like a racist.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
So they're racist towards Jewish people, basically.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Okay, so a minch. Oh, wait.
He asked me. He was like, do you want me to go over it so I could give you some terminology? I'm like, no, we'll figure
this
it out.
This is that it's a sea channel between mainland Scotland.
No,
Minch was a short, statured, green-skinned Jedi with eyes of the same color and brown hair that he wore pulled back in a long braid.
We're
basically Yodas, I think.
Are we Yodas? Maybe
we're Yoda.
How do I, let's say, Minch Jewish.
I didn't, I probably should have put Jewish.
In Yiddish, similar to a stand-up guy. Okay, so don't be a good guy, basically.
I'm thinking that we're Yoda.
Yeah. Well, Yoda is a good guy, so
he is a good guy.
Don't be a Yoda, okay.
Don't be a Yoda. Kill you must. So don't be a minch and take care of him with extreme prejudice.
Okay.
So your weapons... A large dreidel with a razor blade sharp tip.
Dreidel.
Made you out of
clay. Dreidel.
I will play.
I must play. A menorah with hypodermic needles in each candle holder.
Ooh.
These are good. These are very good.
Wait, what's hypodermic?
It's just a needle.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah. A modified super soaker called... The WAP, W-A-P, wet-ass pussy, filled with...
Oh, I have to...
Oh, my God.
filled with urine and kosher salt.
I knew it was urine. I knew it.
Well, you got the kosher salt.
Yeah, it's kosher. All right. So we have modifiers again this week. So he explained to me the modifiers. We can each pick the same one. He's giving us three, but it doesn't have to be like we each pick a separate one. It could, we could pick any of them.
Well, don't anybody pick my modifier because I don't share with bitches.
We each have to pick our own weapon. We can't share the weapon with the modifiers. Okay. So the modifiers are skin dissolving acid.
Yeah, sulfuric acid from last week.
Pretty much. Yeah. Peanut oil, since your victim is allergic to peanuts.
Okay.
And blood and entrails of your previous victims.
I'm going to rub it all over you. Yeah.
Hello, Clarice. Hello, Clarice. All right. Hannibal. So who's first?
It's me.
Robin, right?
Yeah, Robin's first.
Okay. So I got the menorah with the candles with the needles in them.
With the needles.
And then I have the dreidel.
The dreidel.
With the razor
with
blade.
The razor blade. Yeah, razor sharp tip.
Oh, razor sharp tip. And then what was the last one?
Modified super soaker called WAP, filled with urine and kosher salt.
That's so weird. Okay, and then the modifier. So I don't want the acid.
Acid, peanut oil, or blood and entrails.
So I'm going to do peanut oil. And for my modifier.
No, peanut oil is the modifier.
I said for my modifier. I chose the peanut oil, okay, for my modifier. And for my main weapon, I shall choose okay. I know I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to take the super soaker thing. Right? With the urine and the kosher salt. So now, is this like filled to the top?
I mean, you could dump some
out. Okay, yeah. So I'm going
to... I mean, because this is the situation I was thinking of choosing, so you chose my weapon.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, like, if we dump a little bit of that urine and kosher salt out and, like, add some peanut oil to it.
Yep.
And then I'm just going to be like, pew, pew, pew. And, like, pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
And I'm going to, like, you know, just, like, stand behind some bushes and just, like, squirt them, like, pew, pew, pew. And he'll be like, where is that coming from? And I'm like, pew, pew, pew. And, like... And he's allergic to peanut oil, so if he has an allergic reaction and there's nobody to save him with an EpiPen.
You just gotta make sure you got it in his mouth.
Well, I'm gonna like pew, 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 and he'll like get all frantic. Maybe he'll trip over a rock. And then I'll like come up and like shove the super soaker and be like, ha ha, this is piss, kosher water, or kosher salt. Peanut oil, pew, 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 in his mouth.
Pew, pew.
But wait, here's my question. So kosher is what they want to eat. Oh, no. No. Oh, wait, never mind.
They're
never
kosher.
Mind.
They're
I forgot.
Kosher.
I don't know why I just
we're
assumed.
Kosher.
The, Jew, we're kosher.
The Jewish people are kosher.
I for some reason thought like we were going after a Jew, and I was like.
We are the Jews.
No, I forgot. I mixed it up.
Don't be a mashukana.
We're going after a bigot. I just learned
I was trying not
was.
To spit out my wine. I was like. Oh, God. Oof. Oh, it hurts. No, we are the Jewish.
All right. I forgot. This is confusing.
Yeah. So I'm just, like, basically going to make him have allergic reaction, you know? And, like, if I'm standing far away and I have, like, the little gun or whatever, like, I guess, like, I'll have my murder gloves on. And then when I get close enough to him, you know, obviously got to make sure those murder gloves are on. I think it would just, you know... I think that would be a good idea because I feel like that'll make it look more like he just had an allergic reaction to peanuts and it was an accidental, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be like, where did this urine
go
from?
I was just about to ask you,
maybe.
Who's urine?
Urine is sterile.
Whose urine? And can you get DNA or anything from a urine?
that?
I don't know if there's DNA in urine. I mean, probably.
I got it from the dog down the street. Mind your business.
Because, like, if you do a clean urine sample, you're cleaning off all your cells before you're peeing into the cup. So, are they just testing? Can they just test, like, functions and stuff and not DNA?
Urine is not considered an ideal source of DNA due to the low concentration of nucleated cells presented in human urine.
And so, plus you mix that with salt and then peanut oil, I feel like it's good to go.
Yeah. That's good. Because, I mean, salt would be a normal compound. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in urine anyway.
Peanut oil, stuff like that. And, you know, who knows? Maybe he likes to drink urine.
He's got one of those
Some people are like that.
Yeah, I've seen it. I'm like, those videos are some urine drops in the eyes or something. What the fuck is happening right now? So, yeah, I feel like I can get away with murder this week. Just have him have allergic reaction.
And especially if you got the WAP.
The WAP. The wet ass.
You don't have
super soaker pussy.
Like, you don't have to actually get too close to him. No.
Like, I could stay your behind, DNA. Like, a little tree, you know?
Yeah.
6 feet away.
Pew, 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 pew.
And I'll dress like a ninja. I don't know why, but I feel like that
Like your Yoda.
Yoda.
I'm a Minch. You're a Minch.
I'll paint myself green. All right. So that was pretty simple. I feel like I went way too simple, but go ahead. I'll see what you girls do with your creativity. I'm ready.
All right, so me next, right? Yep. Yeah. All right. I mean, I guess I'm going to kind of go similar to Robin's, and I'm going to do the menorah with the hypodermic needles and fill it with the peanut oil. So that way I can kind of, you know, I don't actually have to really get close to him. I can fill, like, everything and then put on my little murder gloves, fill the needles with the peanut oil and just kind of, you know, walk by and just kind of stab him with it and inject him with the peanut oil. So it'll be a high concentration.
Oh, okay, okay. And then just walk away.
I just walk away.
Okay.
So I don't actually need to actually even touch him, like, with myself. I'll just kind of, like...
Let's be honest. She'll trip on a crack, and then you'll fall into him, like...
I probably was going to say,
even, like, get on, like a bus, and, like, you know, the bus is shaking, you're just like, poop! Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to, like, you know...
Stab you with this hypodermic needle filled with peanut oil.
Yeah.
My bad. Just carried this around with me everywhere I go.
Pretty much, yeah.
Can you read me
pretty simple.
Can you read me the modifiers again? Because I have the dreidel with the razor blade.
With the razor sharp tip. Yeah. And then your modifier is skin dissolving acid, peanut oil, and blood and entrails of your previous victims.
So I'm going to go different than use two with my modifier. And I'm going to do the skin dissolving acid. So,
which is what again?
Sulfuric acid. Okay. Did I say it right?
Sulfuric.
Okay.
Sulfuric.
So I'm going to do that with my dreidel with a razor blade.
Okay.
And I'm going to sneak up on him when he's like, I'm going to assume he's like, has a driveway and he's entering his house through his back door. Yeah.
He has like a big old truck with a Confederate flag.
Yeah.
You know
this. So I'm going to like, I'm picturing my backyard. So I'm going to be like hiding behind a bush. So as soon as he comes out of his car and starts to go down his driveway or go to his house, I'm going to dump. The word dump is just not coming out of my head.
Dump.
But like splash him with the sulfuric acid. And he's like, my eyes, And then I'm going to have murder gloves on because obviously I'm using sulfuric acid, so I'm gonna be like covered in a rubber suit. Rubber's good, right?
I'm plastic. I'm not sure.
I'll be in a plastic suit. Whatever. Yeah.
Well, you would have done your research at this point, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, totally. And I'm going to splash dump, you know, all the sulfuric acid over him, and then, he's gonna be like melting away, and I'm just gonna like.
I'm melting.
Because he is a bigot and we hate him, I'm going to use the dreidel to cut out his tongue and stick it in his butt. So it's sticking out like a little raspberry.
I was waiting. When you said cut out his tongue, and I was like waiting for cut off his wiener or his balls. Yeah.
I'm going to cut off his tongue because obviously we don't like what he's saying. And then I'm going to put it in his butt so it's sticking out like a little raspberry. So when they find him, it's like he's like. and then that's, I'm just going to let him die that way.
You savage, yo.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to be caught looking like that when the coroner came. I know,
right? No, but we don't like this guy. Remember, he's a douche. So we want him to be like embarrassed and like.
So he's going to lick his own
ass. We want to hate him.
Oh, haters going to hate.
That's it. Done. He's going to walk away.
Bye. I feel like we're getting really good at murder.
No, like, I feel like we had good.
The games are just getting way too easy.
Yeah, this was a good game. I felt like this was good.
Yeah,
because we all did it pretty fast. We were all like, got it.
Yeah.
Having the modifiers help.
Yeah, I think without the modifiers, it's so much harder. And I think maybe we should keep it without the modifiers just because I think it's funny to watch people. Panic struggle murder.
Yes.
Hey.
She gets so upset.
I do. Because like I feel like I'm good at thinking of murders, but like then I like get caught up on like one thing and then I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what an ass. And then I just like.
Yeah, but those are the best. I literally just listened to the Target episode again and listened about the bears and the Elsa brush. I was dying. I was like, what in the hell is wrong with us? But it was amazing. That's the kind of murders we need to do.
Yeah.
So,
Robin, I think, are you reading next week for the game?
Yeah, we already have it ready. All right. So.
Okay, it's going to be the Christmas episode. So is it Christmas related at all?
No. Wait. Oh, wait. No? Does that come out on Christmas?
Okay. So,
well, I'll let him know to modify it to like jolly old Nick, you know, type of thing.
Jolly old Saint Dick.
Saint Dick.
So I am doing, as requested, a Christmas murder.
Oh, are you? I looked at Christmas murders, and yes. I was going to do one, but I was like, let me not.
It was actually kind of hard, because,
it's hard to find one with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not even that. It was enough detail, because some of them I couldn't find, like, a lot of detail on them, but the one I have is very good. Yeah, but I do, like, guys, two. Have a surprise for the beginning of the episode for you, so.
Are you giving me a gift? Are you Oprah?
It's not more of giving you. I'm just going to, like, tell you guys
Are you going to murder me? Or are you telling us you're pregnant?
Oh, fuck no.
That's why you're not drinking?
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, God. I'm literally told Jim the other day, once the Rona dies down, I'm calling my urologist to see if he does vasectomies so I can get Jimmy in there.
Jimmy's gonna lose his baby gravy.
Yes, like no pregnancies ever. God, it's like the scariest thing you guys said all night.
This is not the Halloween episode. I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
That's
okay. I saved. I only drank one glass during my story. And I saved the other glass of my stale ass wine for the
this week. I am going to try to figure out how to do polls on Instagram so we can let people vote on our murders.
That is my need to do that. And we also
this is
need,
my goal this week.
Did you guys write the email down?
I'm sure Brian knows how to do that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just to make sure, because I'd like people to be able to email us, like, whether they're like, dang, that girl Robin is hot, or they're just like, I would like you to cover this story, or I have a question, you know, whatever.
Or you guys are just fucking retarded.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Sandy, I'm texting you so that way you can mention it.
And, I mean, obviously, we all share from our Facebook, so you guys, anybody's more than welcome to message us, text us, anything, like, we ain't shy about that. Like, you can just be like, yo, y'all fucked up, and we'd be like, yep.
Yeah, and Instagram, I think we're all following it, so you can always message us on Instagram or Facebook or wherever.
Yeah, so basically our email is themurdermaidens.com. 13@gmail.com.
Send us a line and we'll get back to you.
So,
and we can add that to our page bios for both Instagram and Facebook so they can easily
It is on both of them. Perfect. Yeah, because I do like pretty much most of the social media, so that is all on there.
Well, it's because nobody else has the social media information.
I mean, you guys, it's all the same, our login and everything. Okay. Well, it's all the same across all the boards.
We can hash that out later and get that info out to everybody. But in the meantime, thank you for listening. You can find us on, as we said, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Maiden Murder, and on our website at murdermaidens.com. So you can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and our site. So please give us a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button. And as we said, email, reach out, any cases, any advice, any tips, whatever y'all want to talk to us about, hit us up, email us. I did not get that email, but Monica just said it. She can say it again.
That's themurdermaidens13@gmail.com. And like, if you can just give some reviews, like on our, you know, iTunes and everything like that. Just, you know, let us know you're listening.
And that you love us.
Yeah. Our whole three listeners.
So until next time, please do not get murdered.
And don't murder anyone.
And try not to do nothing we wouldn't do, which is not a lot. So
no,
just
not
do
a lot.
Try not to just murder or get murdered. Let's leave it at that.
All right. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.